The Triple M Footy.
Listen to the fans.
Fan Podcast.
That's right. It's Triple M Footy Fan Podcast. We're back for another week of Triple M Footy Fan action, I suppose. My name's Rudy Etzel. I'm joined by Tommy Beers. How are you, mate?
G'day, boys. Yeah, a bit flat this week, but that's what happens when your mob gets done on Anzac Day.
Mm. George Porter.
Yep. Good to be here, boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little. How'd you feel after Anzac Day?
I saw you were there, weren't you? I was there. I saw it coming. Yeah.
Oh, I definitely saw it coming.
Mm. Yeah, yes, you did.
Because I put it on the public record.
Oh, all right, don't jump ahead too far.
Got
on
your hotkey there, mate.
yes, there it is. Let's kick off, boys, with our legend of the week, shall we? Tommy, who is yours?
Well, it was hard to go past a young fella who made his debut for Adelaide in Riley Thilthorpe. He actually had a bit of a stinker in the first quarter or so. I think his first three touches were all turnovers, and he was about minus 8 super coach points at quarter time.
Yeah, it's a good start.
About minus eight. He tried to cut off.
He tried to cut off a couple of little 45s and got a bit cute, and then the second half, he just ripped the joint to shreds. He kicked five goals, dominated in the air. He just flew at the footy. He looked like, oh, I haven't seen anyone do that in their first game ever. Almost.
Ever, like, yeah, not like that.
And apparently he was recruited as like more of a ruckman than a forward. So you see these kids who kind of are undersized, like haven't filled out yet as ruckman. They start them like forward as the kind of second or third tall forward. This guy is their number one, like, because Texas has been undersized. So yeah, I think as the season goes, he's going to get way, way, way more attention. And five goals was unreal.
I heard on maybe the AFL Exchange podcast, I think, where Riley Thilthorpe told one of them, maybe Kel Toomey, that he views himself as a winger.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's...
If they recruited him as a ruckman, right, though, because Riley O'Brien's still got a long career ahead of him.
I think he'll end up playing as a key forward.
Yeah. From what we saw, bloody hell, it'd be hard to move him out of that forward 50.
He looked massive, too. You look at, say, the King brothers, Ugal Hagen, like, you look at all the... Even Luke Jackson.
Yeah.
And, like, they look physically, like, even Logan McDonald, they look physically like, you know, like skinny.
Yeah, they were Thilthorpe wiry.
Looked massive.
Yeah, he does.
He looks huge.
He's solid. So I'm
excited. Something in the water over there in Adelaide, because our man Luke Jackson, I've forgotten his name now, Port fella, the mullet guy.
Lockie Jones.
Luke Jackson. Who's Luke Jackson?
Luke Jackson.
He's a Melbourne player.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, he looks seriously good as well.
Yeah, he can
just
play.
Just quietly. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
My legend of the week, I've been to the Gold Coast on the weekend.
Tanned this week. Look at him.
Holidays Edsel.
Bit of reef oil up there. He's looking primed.
Never would a man have looked so comfortable walking down Broadbeach than you.
Like a young Michael Roberts just swanning himself.
Didn't quite make it to Broadbeach, fellas, but I did go to Carrara on Saturday afternoon, and Ben King's my legend of the week. He owned that joint. He looked bigger every time the ball came down there, and he's already at a stage in his career where he played 40 odd games. Yeah, they stood Caden Brand next to him, Sydney did, and he looked at him and he went, "I've got you on.
I got you, boy.
And he just took mark after mark. He was doing so well. Like, he was doing that thing that key forwards do where they take contested marks that look uncontested because they've shaken the bloke off it so early.
Yeah.
And then just dobbing goals. He kicked 5-1. He probably could have kicked 8 or 9, but...
Young forward stocks in the comp are quite good at the moment.
It's going to be an exciting
kind of era, I think. If these new rules are opening the game up, and then we've got the guy, like we were saying, with Thilthorpe and the King brothers, Aaron Norton, Harry Mackay, like... It's looking good.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. The one I've been looking forward to the most is Max King. I think he's the cream of the crop there.
It'll be fun watching them all develop.
Indeed, it will. Mm. George Porter, who is your legend this week?
You know, I do like to go a little bit off Broadway with these. You've got players who certainly deserve it, but as a fan of a team who sits not equal 17th, Collingwood are outright 17th. So knowing that you need to try and find a positive around your club when you're not going so well. And this is what someone has done in a Facebook group. The group is called True Passionate Supporters of the Adelaide Crows, 4 exclamation points. They've not had a good 18 months, but this is what someone's posted in their forum after the Hawthorn loss. So they were what? They kicked 14, 15 straight. Yeah. They still lost the game. "We may not have gotten the 4 points, but if you look at the Port score compared with the Crows score, we actually scored more than them." So we beat Port this weekend.
That's clutching at straws.
Oh, no.
So you might be having a real bad weekend, but if you just look at the other scores again, well, we would have beaten Port. That's fine. So don't know what the showdown record is now, but one more for the Crows. There you go.
Well, the Pies would have beaten Melbourne then. So,
we're flag favourites. There you go. There we are.
Subject of the Crowies there, George, you wanted to, I know you're a big kit guy. You wanted to do a little bit of apparel chat.
Yep.
Out of their loss to Hawthorn.
The Crows have kind of gone a little bit Port Adelaide at the moment. So I remember about 10 years ago, Port were rolling out something different every week.
Yep.
Last 3 weeks, the Crows have gone predominantly yellow, normal, and then predominantly red with yellow sleeves or yellow trimming.
They look like Gold Coast from the back. Like the red back with the yellow.
I didn't mind the yellow one. I like the red one. Is so, I don't know.
There's a lot going on
here. There's so much. But like red's such a popular color, like such a busy color in the AFL already. Yeah. Like you look at the Swans and the Suns and like there's, why are they doing that?
Melbourne's away.
They had a perfectly fine white clash strip. Yeah. The Crows for years, and no one, like, it was a good kit. No one minded it, and now they've thrown that completely in the bin and gone for these rogue as
red,
kind of, yeah,
real Mark Prosciutto 06 areas. I remember that. Yeah, a few red things in the yellow. I think it was Paul Season went long sleeves.
Yep,
that was real high vis areas, looking like your local council worker.
He has to get votes because he was very
he would have been spotted.
So the Crows had a bit of a training, like a training bib vibe to it, didn't it?
Yeah.
It did, yeah.
Maybe that's why they took Tom Lynch so long to get Tommy Lynch back on. They couldn't remember which Guernsey they were looking for.
Yeah, they're trying
in
to
kick back.
In
like the rummaging yellow.
The bottom, yeah.
No, we're not where I
Not the white, not the yellow, not the normal.
27 minutes later.
I reckon the Crows are on notice. They need to pull their head in a little bit, I think. So that's it. It's not for mine. That's not for mine.
Running his own gear.
Mad with power.
On the subject of kits, you were at Anzac Day, as you said. How was the kit clash? Because we were all worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Essendon black and red, the Collingwood black and slightly less black.
Yep.
How did it look in the stands?
Also very bad.
Okay.
In the stands, very difficult. I haven't seen any replays of the game on telly to see how maybe if it was
Why
any better.
You have watched a replay.
Shock.
I didn't think it was too bad on telly.
Nah, live it was real bad. The key is, especially when you've facing away or the players facing away from you, it's the number and the back of the Guernsey.
I'm more thinking,
so they were all black with white numbers, pretty much.
For the spectators, it wasn't terrible, but I could only imagine being a player. Like, you look up and it's just,
well, there are a few times,
you'd be like,
as you know, when you go to when you go to watch the footy and you go to watch your own team, you start picking out little idiosyncrasies of a player, and you can be, that's like Finlay McRae. I've already picked up.
Yeah.
He's really quite hunched over.
Yeah.
Much like his brother, and you could be, that's Finlay McRae, or someone maybe the boots that they wear. You can
that
kind
one
of
getting
identify.
It marked as Jack Madgen.
Yeah. So you can kind of pick out, or from a long way away, you'd be like, that's that's Finlay McRae, or Braden Maynard wears black boots, for example.
Yeah.
But you could not tell anyone apart. There'd be times when you'd be handballing, or a player would handball. That is one of our players. So not great. I think Andrew McGrath came out and said that it wasn't bad on the field.
Next year, we've learned from it and be better. If the AFL are happy, that's why we couldn't kick the footy.
If the AFL are happy with that, then why wouldn't they just let the Crows wear their normal Guernsey against one?
Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Moving on.
I wanted to discuss, like I said, I was at the Gold Coast on the weekend. I want to do a little stadium review of Metricon.
Yep.
It was actually, honestly, I was like, I didn't really know what to expect. I thought it'd be like a little bit suburban, but it's actually as beautifully well appointed. Like, it's pretty new.
Yeah. How many seats are there?
About 25,000 for footy.
Yeah, okay.
There weren't that many there.
No.
We got seated in the eastern stand, which meant we saw sun all day, and there was a lot of it. Yeah. I can see why they call them the Gold Coast Suns.
Yeah.
That's
where the reef oil really got to run. The reflectors are out.
A couple of times I had to go and find a beer out the back because, I just couldn't be in the sun anymore. Yeah.
What was the 4X?
There was, they had Carlton Mids, and they had a cider. And they also had Four Pines Pale Ale on tap, which I assume is like some kind of mid-strength stadium mix.
Didn't want to get the stone and wood up from Byron Bay.
No. Well, I thought I might have seen Bolter XPA because it's very much a Gold Coast sort of setup.
Yep.
It was really impressive. I was particularly impressed with the toilets. You go to a stadium and you're like, the toilets here are brand new.
Yeah.
But they like they were clean.
Urinal
and they had,
cakes.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
they were clean. They had like the urinal all around the wall and stuff. And the but the paper towel was particularly impressive. They just had excellent paper.
Did they have Dyson Airblade? Because if you don't have a Dyson, if you're a pub owner or a stadium management man. Yeah. Or woman, you need to have a Dyson Airblade.
I think it was Dyson Airblades. I'm a paper towel operator myself, personally. But the one that really caught my eye was that they actually sell spirits like in those, they have the bottles in those runners atop the bar, like the wall mounted things.
Yeah.
So they sell spirits by the nip up there.
That's mint.
Which is, now that's knowing your audience.
Yeah. That's, we're on the Gold Coast. People are here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, lots of Bundy rum branding. Good stuff.
If you buy five of these, we'll give you free entry to Sin City tonight. You can make your way into
double.
So, yeah, I'd say 8 out of 10, I'd go back for sure.
Yeah.
I'd go back for sure. Okay, and Gold Coast got up in a boil over. It was good. Yeah. It was good footy to watch. I was there with three Sydney fans. Less impressed.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like toilet review. I mean, I'm not always one rolling into the MCG going, can't wait to take a dump, but I'm looking forward to going to Metricon.
Like, it's one of those things that you go to a new stadium.
This
and
podcast
like...
has fallen off the cliff. We're doing apparel chat and toilet reviews every week.
Well, hang on. Just a slight aside to apparel chat. Sydney's away, Guernsey, their kit. Very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very
good. The majority white.
Yes.
Bottom half.
I'm pretty sure now as well I've seen every AFL team win live in the flesh as well. I just can't 100% pinpoint when I've seen Adelaide win, but I'm pretty sure I have. The other ones I'm very confident with. I also can't 100% pinpoint Melbourne winning, but I watched them a lot when I was younger.
They would have had to have won.
Yeah. Sure. I used to see them play Hawthorn at Waverley all the time. They would have won one back in the 90s.
Surely.
So I'm pretty sure I'm there. But
big ups to the Gold Coast then.
Yeah. Big ups to the Gold Coast. Yep. It was a great stadium to watch footy.
I did like you put in the group message that some Gold Coast fans were screaming out, catch it.
Yeah,
rather
than there was a couple of rowdier Gold Coast fans behind me here. I think not so much footy fans. Really. And they're going, catch that. You got to catch that. And then as the Sydney fans were leaving sort of 10 minutes into the fourth quarter because they're 50 points down, they're giving them the stick on the way out. And I was like,
do you reckon they were watching Anzac Day and they saw Anthony McDonald tipping Woody's goal and they're like, that ball was in touch. What did they do? Which was miles out.
George, you've brought something up off air that we want to bring to the table.
Yep,
you've got a cross-court sport comparison ready for us.
Let's see how this goes, shall we? Okay. West Coast are the Sean Marsh of AFL.
I like it
a lot as well.
So have no problem winning at home. We saw that last year when they finally made it back from the hub in Queensland. They've
and when the chips are down.
They didn't beat Collingwood convincingly, but they had Collingwood's number. Yeah. That was all fine. I can't remember who they beat a few weeks before. But then they come over to Victoria. They get done by the Saints of all people. And then get completely murdered by Geelong.
Yeah, they gave up against
Geelong. Much like Sean Marsh is very good at Sheffield Shield level on a flat track and go out and make 150, 200, get Sheffield Shield Player of the Year.
Yeah.
But when the chips are on the table and he's playing for Australia when we really need him,
not quite there.
There's a little bit of a Western Australia flavour over there.
When there's a green seamer at the Gabba.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So maybe...
When the chips are up, the flat is...
So it's the Derby this weekend in front of... Yeah. I don't know how many people are going to be there, but Freo might be thinking, oh, we've probably got them here because Freo obviously came off a win against, albeit North Melbourne.
Yeah. West Coast minimum 6-goal winners, I reckon.
It'll be an unconvincing... Yeah, 6 or 7 goals.
I reckon they'll steamroll.
The Eagles have to win.
So let's just watch the Eagles, see if they can get a win elsewhere.
Yeah. They don't like the whole... they don't like the flat track bully, the hometown thing, but geez, they don't do much to help themselves the last couple of years, did they? Let's move on. Before we go, we've made a little tradition of picking our underdogs who'll win. Tommy Beers, you're in form on this one.
Three in a row.
So who have you got? Who are your three?
I mean, it becomes easy when you just tip against the Pies every week. So. But
I can't.
And I was very tempted to go again with the Earth.
They're very short, the Pies. $1.50.
They're just going, but I'm...
They're not even just going. They're second last.
Yeah, well, they're just like fielding aside. Let's put it that way.
Outright 17th.
But looking at the markets this week, and we always like to find a little bit of value and an underdog to get up, I'm going to side with the Bombers to beat Carlton on Sunday afternoon.
This must be an error. I can't see how.
Talking about a team that's just going, Carlton.
Yeah.
They Harry Mackay kicked 6 and they still got beaten comfortably. Like that is as good as they can do offensively, and they lost by 4 or 5 goals, whatever it was. It's like, whoa. And Essendon, as much as Essendon aren't great, they're showing a bit. They're showing a little bit more. Like at the start of the year, they were like, whoa, this could be real bad, injuries decimated, just playing the kids. But their kids are showing a bit. They've seemed to find something forward of the footy. Their forward line's functioning okay.
Stringer, 2 meter
Peter, McDonald, Tip and Woody, like they're going all right. I'm happy to be with them for four in a row this week.
They're $2.18 the Bombers to Carlton $1.69.
Yeah.
I can't see.
It's the wrong way.
Gamble responsibly, as we say. Yeah. I'm gonna go with your advice here, Busy, go against Collingwood.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Gold Coast.
I'm not talking you out of it.
Gold Coast look pretty good.
Yeah.
Gold Coast look pretty good. And I think they can just about do it on the MCG. It's not their worst ground, Gold Coast, but it's pretty bad. But we'll see how they go. Ports, what's yours, mate?
I was going to go with Melbourne Victory, but they got a win last week, so we'll park that one. I will go with the Hawks to beat St Kilda. So obviously they belted. Well, they didn't belt. They came back after being belted by Adelaide after halftime last week, but the Hawks are at $2.28, St Kilda $1.63. That's very short for a team that has been belted for the last three or four weeks. That's at Marvel, so St Kilda's home game, of course, but I'm not sure that the Saints are playing that well. That's a 50-50, and if the Hawks are going to be the underdogs, I'll happily take them.
Good shout. Right. And as always, gamble responsibly.
Yep.
That's enough from us, I think, boys. On the Triple M Fan Footy Podcast this week, we've got another massive suite of games coming up. Really looking forward to the Dogs beat.
Oh, yeah.
Massive game. So make sure to stay across. Listen to all the calls on Triple M. Stay across our socials. We're at Triple M Footy everywhere. I've been host for years, I think.
Thanks, mate.
George Porter.
See you next week.
See you next time.